The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, from visionary writer and director Francis Ford Coppola, comes an event nothing can prepare you for.
Imagine today's society as a branch of civilization about to reach a dead end. Is this way we're living the only one that's available to us?
Yes, that of course is the trailer, the ad for Megalopolis, Francis Ford Coppola's latest movie. We've been running ads here on this station for quite some time. Such has been the kind of the effort gone into drumming up some interest in this movie. But it is fascinating how this movie came to be. So Brian Lloyd, the film critic, is with me. Brian,
yeah.
This is kind of a pet project.
It is. Oh, yeah, yeah. Apparently Francis Ford Coppola was talking about this when he was making Apocalypse Now. That's how long ago this was.
Okay.
And that's why you had Lawrence Fishburne, because obviously Lawrence Fishburne's first role, and you heard him there in the ad. His first film role was in Apocalypse Now, and now here he is in Megalopolis however many years later. But yeah, this has been Coppola's pet project for years. He nearly got it off the ground in the 80s, but he thought that what he wanted to do with it, the special effects wasn't there, it would cost too much. Then later, during I think like 99, 2000, he was about to get it off the ground again. But then September 11th happened, and he felt that it wasn't the right time to make a film about New York and kind of American cultural collapse and all the rest of it. So he again put it on the shelf, went off and made other films. He made like a film called Youth Without Youth, and then another film called Tetro. None of them were terribly well received. They were quite, you know, arty, pretentious, kind of incomprehensible. But now that he's 85, he's decided to basically sell off a part of his huge wine empire to fund.
Yeah, so he couldn't get a production. He couldn't get
a studio behind it. No.
A studio to come behind this movie.
Now, that's not unusual, to be fair. That is not unusual for him. Like, he tells his story, and there's a great documentary called Hearts of Darkness, which is basically about the production of Apocalypse Now. And he talks about how after he had made Godfather and Godfather Part 2, and they had made all this money for Paramount, he went into them with the script for Apocalypse Now, and he was like, look, this is what I want to make next. And they laughed him out of the room. There was like, no way. There's no way we're going to make a film about Vietnam War. It's too soon. It's too much. Not happening. So he said, right, fact a lot of you is I'm going to go off and make this myself. And he literally put his entire fortune that he made from Godfather 2 into this, into Apocalypse Now. So he's kind of, it's not unusual for him to basically put his money where his mouth is and literally stake his own fortune on whatever project he's looking at. Because it worked for him in that, in Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Now was obviously a huge hit. It's become this cultural sensation, still talked about to this day. But then in the 80s, he made this film called One from the Heart, which was this kind of like a weird quasi-musical thing. Died a death at the box office. He was out millions. And then was basically in hock to Banks for a couple of years after that. He had to go off and make The Rainmaker, which was this John Grisham film.
Yeah.
That was grand. Like, it was good. But, like, you could clearly tell he was like, I owe a lot of money.
Yeah.
I've got to pay this off.
Yeah, because sometimes we imagine they're so phenomenally wealthy, we kind of imagine their wealth as being endless.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No, not at all.
And there's, like, this is a huge financial risk.
Oh, massive.
Like, he's had to kind of create legal frameworks around the rest of his estate or transfer to kids and things so that the banks can't chase after them.
Pretty much, yeah. He transferred,
like, property developers post-crash.
It's kind of like, yeah. Like,
which one of the kids will take this housing estate?
In the case of, you know, in the case of his wineries and stuff like that, he's kind of transferred. Now, I think he was doing this anyway because he's 85.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was near in retirement. But he transferred a lot of ownership to his wineries, to his kids. That's Roman Coppola and Sophia Coppola. Sophia Coppola has her own wine brand now as well and all the rest of it. And the main one, I think it's called Inner Nook. That's completely debt free, and he's transferred control of that to his kids. But he had bought, I think it was like he had bought some sort of like hotel or something like that, and he used the sale of that to generate a line of credit for Megalopolis to go off and make. And he spent $120 million. That's not a, like, I mean, you know, we think of films now being making billions and all the rest of it. $120 million is a lot of money for what is essentially, and I've seen Megalopolis, it's essentially an art film. Like, it's a very pretentious, very experimental, Very weird. Definitely not for everyone. Like, I would guarantee you put 10 people going to see this, I'd say 7 of them would come out and hate it, and 3 of them would probably think it's okay but a bit weird. And, you know, like, it's very divisive. Like,
right.
It's not gotten great.
So does
reviews.
It have the bank? Because this is, I guess, the risk when you go it alone, you don't have studios behind you, is you don't have those kind of meddling studio execs.
No.
Who they can give out all they want about them, but they're kind of, they are sensitive to commercial realities.
Correct.
And they will say, you know what, let's get rid of that scene and put in this instead, which audiences love.
Not even something like that, but even just like, I mean, there's a story on the production of Megalopolis that apparently the first day that Adam Driver, who's the star of the film, when he rocked up to set, Coppola basically spent the guts of 6 hours trying to do a special effect with projectors. And the people around him were like, you know, we can just do this with CGI. Like, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can just bang this out in 10 minutes and it'll look great. He was like, no, I want to try this with projectors. And he tried and tried and tried for 6 hours, got nothing usable. And then at the end of it, he was like, all right, fine, get the CGI people in and get them to do it. Whereas if that was any other film in a conventional kind of studio thing, they would have said, we're going to fix this in CGI. Don't worry about it. Just keep shooting. Get stuff that's usable, you know?
So he's got form in this regard, but was part of his difficulty in making Megalopolis this time out that the studios are less open to these type of movies anyway? Is there any superheroes in this, Francis?
No, God, no. Jesus.
I'm not sure I want to make it then.
No, totally. Like, you can understand what, like, studios, since they became publicly traded entities now, they're all about growth. They have to be able to show that each year they're making more and more movies. Making more and more money, and that their movies are making more and more money. So that means lots of sequels. That means, you know, ideas and concepts that are already in the public eye, like Barbie, like Lego, like Minecraft, like whatever. They have to make these films that will break through all the noise of streaming, gaming, TikTok, social media, whatever, and that it has a straight run to the cinema so that people will know what they're getting when they get there. With something like Megalopolis, you have big names like Adam Driver, you know, and Shia LaBeouf and Natalie Emmanuel and Aubrey Plaza and all the rest of it. But, like, the idea is completely new. It's completely, and I use this in a good way and a bad way, it's revolutionary because it's a completely unique prospect, and it's really not like any film you've seen before.
Listen, Brian, thanks for joining us. Brian Lloyd, film critic.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.